On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Friday the 14th of January. Let's find out what happened on this day. First to the birthdays and Faye Dunaway, the American actress. Do you remember her in Bonnie and Clyde with Warren Beatty?
Mm.
Yeah, well, she turns 81 today.
Ian Brayshaw was born up the road in Perth on this day, 1942, turning 80 today, WA cricketer and Australian rules footballer.
US actor Carl Weathers is 74 today, best known for playing this role in Rocky.
So they're making excuses so they don't have to be the chump to get whipped in front of the whole civilised world.
Apollo Creed.
Yes.
Emily Watson was born in London on this day in 1967, turning 55. Is Emily?
Jason Bateman, the American actor, is 53 today. He is amazing, so funny, and he was in the series Arrested Development and now the dark drama Ozark.
One of the true rock legends turns 53 today. Of him for many, many years, 53, Dave Grohl. Happy birthday.
What a legend. And the lead singer, songwriter and guitarist with the US band Kings of Leon, Caleb Followill, today turns the big 4-0.
And looking at events, King James I of England ordered a new translation of the Bible, later referred to as the King James Version. Happened on this day in 1604.
In 1957, the legend Humphrey Bogart, the American actor, passed away just at the tender age of 58.
Wow. Marilyn Munro married baseball star Joe DiMaggio on this day, 1954.
In 1966, David Bowie recorded his first single under that name, titled Can't Help Thinking About Me.
Can't help thinking about me. I can't help thinking about me.
Bit of a Rolling Stones Beatles feel to it, doesn't it?
Gee, he was young in that one. Alan Rickman, UK actor, passed away on this day. He was aged 69.
Yeah, in 2016. Oh, I love Alan Rickman. You know, Professor Snape from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
He knows how to get past Fluffy. And with Dumbledore gone.
Good afternoon.
You know, Love Actually, he cheats on Emma Watson. Anyway, moving on. And that's On This Day for Friday, the 14th of January.